what's actually happened?
You see, Kira Deitch is dead.
How? When?
2 weeks ago.
That's impossible. Last week she was still alive. I told you, she gave a performance and...
Mr. Brin, please don't go anywhere. I'll come by in about 20 minutes.
The inspector had been precise. Exactly 20 minutes later, he was already knocking at my door. But those 20 minutes was all I needed to compose my thoughts and figure out how to convincingly answer the questions that the inspector was only just preparing to ask me.
Back I fly to the days gone by where the skies were blue. Roses red and the days ahead full of love and you. Then the grass from the other side bled its trick and got you high. I couldn't hold you, hard as a try. But I'm not your keeper. Down, down, down you go.
I don't know what I was expecting. I was probably just hoping for the best. And yet, at one point, it took an immense effort to control the panic that suddenly engulfed me. So great was my fear of seeing her past her prime, having lost the girlish slimness of her figure, with a smoker's hoarseness in her voice. How old would she be now? 45? 50? But the woman who literally fluttered onto the stage hardly looked 30. A simple, tight black dress with a gold chain around the waist and a scarlet rose pinned to the breast. A wide-brimmed hat precariously perched on her head. Shoulder-length, dark chestnut curls. Even more surprising was the melody with which she opened the show. In the letter, carelessly stuffed in the inner pocket of my jacket, she announced that she would be performing a completely new set. But the first few chords sent my eyebrows flying to the top of my head. This I hadn't expected.